Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap P 91.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Wow, Mandy. We're really getting up there near the 100.
I can't believe it.
These started, for those of you who are new, welcome and hello.
Yes, hello.
We started these little sort of bonus extra episodes during lockdown.
Yeah, we did.
When everybody,
if you don't know, we're in Melbourne.
Yes,
so
we're in Melbourne.
Were locked down.
We went first and we went last.
Yeah, we sure did. So we started these speak pipes so that people could ring in and tell us, you know.
Yeah, yeah, how is lockdown?
And yeah.
Because at the beginning, for those of you, cast your mind back 4 years ago.
Yeah, weird.
All services were done. There was no in-home.
No, nothing. Yeah,
everything. I mean, that was fixed quite quickly, but it was just that shock as well because, and I know some of our beautiful listeners, like beautiful Valerie, they still live with this,
yes.
But is someone coming into my home going to make my child sick?
Yes,
and
that's
so we had all those fears and, and then it just got more and more depressed, really. For people who start at the beginning, I'm like, just skip like
2020.
August, September, 2020 snap peas. Just there's nothing. There's no light. I'll tell you that. It's just shade.
Well, I've not dared to listen back.
Oh, no, I'm not listening.
I mean, no.
I think we don't. I don't need to hear that again.
Maybe when I'm in the nursing home.
Maybe.
Pop on 2020 August. I want to listen to
Kate.
Do
you want
to
know why I'm like this? Have a listen.
It's a couple of wicked years. I even emailed Miss 13's teacher today because she had a bit of I don't want to go to school artists, which is what I called it in the email. Yes. So I was trying to stay all upbeat.
Yeah.
And I said, well, this has sort of happened since lockdown. I
mean,
like there's still ramifications.
Oh, there is. And what happened?
You're never going to stop us talking
about it. Never, never. We will talk about this.
Sorry.
Till the end. we know one of my kids said to me, oh, someone they know has COVID. Do we all have to go into lockdown? Like,
oh,
I was like,
no,
we don't. But it's just, it's, you know, so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, but we have got some of your messages and we are going to listen to them.
Yeah, let's hear.
Hello, I'm calling in from New South Wales.
Hello.
And this is the first time I have ever recorded a speak pipe.
Thank you.
I have been listening to you guys for the past year and honestly, it has been life-changing for me. we only recently, when I started listening, got a diagnosis for my daughter, and it was a really tough time, and I felt very lonely and very isolated, and listening to you guys just made me feel so seen and made me feel like I was part of a community, and it's just really helped me become a better advocate and just more confident in my role as a mum for my little pea shoot. It was her first day of kindergarten today, and this time last year I thought that I would be an absolute wreck at this point in time, but she has got the very best teacher that we could have asked for, and she also has a full-time aide within a mainstream classroom. And the school have just been incredibly supportive, and her aide is just fabulous. So feeling really at ease, and I think it would be a good year.
Good.
And it's also a big year for me, as I'm starting a Master of Speech Pathology, changing careers from being a primary school teacher. I've been really inspired by my daughter's speech pathologists, and since receiving her diagnosis, I've just really wanted to work within the disability sector. So it's a big year for both of us this year. Anyway, thank you so much for everything that you do and for the comfort that you bring so many. You're amazing. Thank you. Bye.
You sound pretty amazing.
Yeah, I reckon.
Your child's going to prep and you're like, I know what I'm going to do, my master's. From a couple of diplomas over here.
I've done a master's in nothing.
Yeah,
so that is amazing.
Amazing. And I hope school goes great. Yes. And it's just all the build up to it, and all of you whose children have started for the first time this year.
Huge.
Huge. And I think that that anxiety of all children starting school, it does dissipate slightly, but it's a different, it's weird, isn't it?
Like the first.
It just sits with you for a long time.
Kinder, and then school, and then secondary schooling, and then out in the world.
The anxiety just switches lanes.
Kind of. So welcome, and thanks for listening to us. Hope you did skip 2020.
Yeah, I hope you did. Please, you probably still got time. Skip it.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Cecilia from Adelaide.
Hello.
You guys probably get really sick of me, but always feel free to not publish the speak part. But I just had to share a really funny moment. We went up to Lucy's paediatrician today because we've got a NDIS review coming and I needed proof that she's still disabled. But the paediatrician had like little balls that you get like in a ball pit. And he said, oh, can she catch? And I'm like, no, she can't. So anyway, he kind of throws this ball at her. She doesn't catch it. She says, throw another one. So he throws another one, doesn't catch it. So there's balls just going all over his office.
So it reminds me of
anyway, we start, him and I are chatting. She turns around, Lucy turns around and just yells at the top of her voice, look at my boobies. And she's stuck the two of the balls up her top, and she's got boobs. And I have just lost it. The pediatrician is a little bit Captain Sensible. He is just staring, going, okay. And that was it. We were pretty much pushed out of the office. But it was gold. And I have stopped caring about these appointments and, you know, overthinking the fact that they're so pointless. But
wasn't pointless today, was it?
Check out my boobies to the pediatrician.
What a day.
It's a story forever.
Well, it was probably the highlight of my day.
Yes.
Anyway, thought I'd share because it's fucking funny.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe the highlight of our day.
Yeah, I reckon.
I thought you were going to say she piffed it at his head.
Yeah, so did I. If he was throwing them at her, I thought, oh, she was going to throw it back at him.
Even better.
Oh,
look
gosh.
At my boobies.
Imagine the hilarity in pediatricians' offices.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hello, lovely ladies.
Hello.
Happy New Year from my bathroom.
Oh, nice.
I'm hiding from my pea shoot.
We're in the laundry.
Because she's been completely feral and is meant to be at school because, you know, she's 14.
but she's sick, she's post-operative, and the wheels have completely fallen off in 3 weeks since school went back.
Yes.
But I was meant to be with my other daughter at her physio appointment this morning, which I assumed I'd be able to do because Peashoot would be at school. But instead, I just had to sit in the car park because Peashoot started escalating in the car and got violent and loud and was screaming.
Goodness.
But I was a bit anxious because P. Ling, I was worried she might not take in everything the physio was saying because often she's in a bit of pain when she's in there and misses some of the instructions. So it's good to kind of have another pair of ears listening to remind her what she can and can't do in the week ahead. I was getting more and more frustrated as time went on, and I was just stuck in the car with a feral banana. And then a lovely lady came running over because she literally thought Peashoot had shut her arm in the car door because she was screaming so loud. And I shouldn't be laughing, but, you know, you've got to laugh. But then she took in the whole picture and went, yep, she could just see what was going on. And she just said, I've got a son, and gave me that look like she was a fellow P, basically. And I said, no, I'm okay. Hello again.
Yes.
Sorry that this is part two.
That's fine.
All sorts of things happened. Somebody started calling and an email came through and it stopped the recording from happening. So
don't they know who you're talking to, Bob?
Anyway, before daughter comes in and finds me hiding in the bathroom, we'll finish my story because it's got a nice ending.
Okay,
so
great.
The person in the car park obviously went in like Florence Nightingale and somehow demanded to get into the room that my daughter was in having her treatment, and said to the physio treating her, this girl's mum really wants to know what's happening in the appointment, and you have to let her know please support her. And my daughter had already said to the physio, that noise you can hear, that's my sister screaming in the car park.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it?
And then when my daughter finished and went out to the sort of payment area, they were looking a little bit twitchy, and they said, my daughter said, I just need to go and get like the card from my mum. And and then one of the receptionists just went, no, she's already paid. And my daughter was like, what? Anyway, she came out with a receptionist, and I was like waving the credit card out the window.
Yes, of course.
They were looking a bit weird. And I thought, what's going on? And she was like, no, remember, you've already paid. And I was looking like, I really have not already paid. And gave the card to my daughter. She went in and paid. And it was this whole cute thing that apparently transpired in the office, and my daughter could see it all going on, where they were just trying to help. It was just really sweet, like forfeiting the money for today, which they have now got. But everyone, there was just
in
so
a
much
discreet
goodwill,
way,
they knew what was going on, just trying to make things a little bit easier for us. And that's what I really wanted to say, that sometimes people do really nice stuff.
Yes, they do.
My daughter has now appeared. She's got blood all over her, but she looks a little bit more relaxed. Did you want to say hello, Sausage?
Say hello, lovely ladies.
Hi.
Not feeling too good? You want to say anything?
Who are you?
It's Kate and Mandy. Say hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
Say, I love you.
Yeah.
And say, Mum loves you too.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
See you later, ladies, and thank you once again for being legends. Bye.
Oh, well done. Thank you. That is a beautiful story. Beautiful.
And that story can go out to everyone hiding somewhere in their house right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's right. And or receptionists and that think, receptionists. You know, today we could probably let this one go.
Yeah, that's right. Or, you know, physio can afford this today.
Yeah, or the dentist.
You've already paid, see ya.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like, and it was a discreet way. It wasn't like, you're in complete crisis over there.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll, don't worry.
Yeah.
You've already paid. Lovely. Yeah. We'll always pay in the end.
Yeah, we will always pay.
You know, we're not.
But also, thank you to whoever you were.
Yeah, thank you.
Made a difference to a lot of people.
Yes. We don't know how many times people waiver fees.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's all you can do.
Yeah, that's right.
You're like, I can't come and help you in the car.
Yeah.
I can't make it that your child hasn't had surgery and is having a really...
But I can do this.
I can do this.
Yeah.
So, I see it when people have done it for me and I will be forever grateful.
Yeah, definitely. Of course.
So keep sending your messages if you want us to make these little snap peas. We love hearing your voices.
Yes, we do.
Love our pea stories, the good, the bad and the ugly.
Yep.
And, yeah, we really enjoy it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So what's your laugh cry make a difference?
So my laugh cry make a difference is, well, we had a power outage, which you may have heard us talk about in other episodes. I didn't cry, but I was just like, I had just done a full shop.
Yeah.
And I'd bought like chocolate Big M, which is chocolate milk for those of you not in Victoria and don't know the joy of the Big M.
Yeah.
Because we like chocolate Big M with tablets.
Yeah.
So I like, they're like $6, right?
Yes.
I'd bought all the things, cheese, sour cream and
same. Meats.
We had meat. We had to throw it all out.
Yep.
We had to just say goodbye.
Yep.
And I was like, this is so unfair. But I knew it wasn't just me. Loads of people are having this experience all across. And I know that hopefully by the time this comes out, but there are still people without
with no
power.
Yeah.
So I had to suck it up. I had 2 days, big deal. People, lots of my friends that came back 4 days later and, you know, I think it reminds us of COVID when there was power outages.
It happened to me a few times in COVID we definitely felt like we were back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I won't say it made me cry, but I'll say it made me a little bit distressed.
Yes.
And the thought of, oh, that food.
Yeah,
and when money's tight,
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you?
I didn't cry about that because it. I was just sort of
flat.
Well,
you're in crisis mode as well.
Just like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my sister lives like, I don't know, a kilometre down the road and she always has power, probably like where you used to live. You had power when we went out for us.
But people in our road had power.
I know.
Halfway down our road, power. The boy's like, look at them. I'm like, I know.
So we went down. We took all our charges. That's all we cared about.
Charging banks. Charge it all up.
So thank you, Annalise. She's like, come in refugees.
Yeah. Bring you in.
Yeah, mum and dad came. They had no power. So, yeah. But I cried because we got tickets to Taylor Swift.
Yes, you did at the very last second.
So she came to Melbourne on the Friday and we got tickets on the Thursday night at 4 o'clock.
Unbelievable.
So Millie sent me a text, Mum, it's coming on again at 4. So I just got 4 devices.
Yep.
And I thought, here we go, the blue line of doom.
Yes, the spinning wheel of death.
I just looked at that for 5 hours in July. I've tried every time. I tried all the accessible ways. No email, no phone calls, nothing. So, and then I just got through.
You couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
I don't think you still can believe it.
I still can't believe it.
No.
And then Molly was coming home with Jodie, our support worker. She started videoing us. We're screaming. I'm like, everybody, don't touch me. Because
no,
I was like,
no, we're
it's going to time out.
Up.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
How am I going to, like, which tickets can we afford? Or restricted view? Who cares? I wouldn't have cared if I was sitting
back
to the stage. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I just knew how much Molly wanted to go.
Yes.
And Miss 13. Yes. And I already taken Millie 5 years ago. So she was okay. She was like, no, I don't want to go.
Yep.
So I knew I had to just get 3 tickets. So yep. Anyway, we got them and yep, we cried. Molly said we can have joy again because there's been some hard start to the year.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs. Trips to Spotlight, the whole lot.
Oh, but it was 24 hours of I can't tell you the pee work I did in that 24 hours. Some of you will understand, but I'm booking the accessible car park. I'm like making sure we've got, you know, the headphones. Then she wanted to put, she likes to decorate the headphones. Yes. And then we're making beads for Miss 13. And the Spotlight ladies, I just said to her, we just got tickets. She's like, come this way. So sort of I make a difference too because everybody rallied.
Yes.
And the Spotlight women were like, these are the beads. This is the size you need.
Yes, they know. They know.
And then I'm buying the pink hat. I'm thinking, what am I doing? Anyway, then the next day, take me 13. Of course, she wants some era. Of Fearless. Course. I don't. Yes. She thought she was going to walk into Eastland and get a gold dress.
Of course. It's not going to happen.
So, of course, she's crying. I'm crying. Everyone was helpful.
Amazing.
Amazing. Then we get in there. We get the accessible car park works.
Amazing. Miracle.
We just walk into our gate.
A miracle.
From the car park. Yeah. And then we walk into our seats from that gate.
Yeah.
What?
How did it all line up?
How did that all line up? I can't tell you.
It wasn't even booked in sequence.
Nothing was booked in sequence.
Yeah. And this never happens.
This never happens.
It's like winning lotto.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
And Molly was just crying.
Yep.
Crying. I'm crying watching her.
I think everybody cried.
Everybody cried.
Yeah. Which I know Scholarship went and she said the minute she came on, we cried. I think she just represents powerful women who are clever. She writes all those songs. I know many people have spoken about Taylor that I can't articulate, but there's something about her and what she's giving to our daughters that is magical. Beyond anything we had.
No, we'll never, ever, ever experience
anything. The closest thing
like
we had
again.
Was like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
But this, a whole stadium.
Yes.
96,000 people, 3 nights in a row.
And we managed, and I just thought, I'm just so proud of the MCG. When do I ever say that? Never. Just.
Proud to be a Melbournean.
Restricted. And that's why I just thought, we've been through so much this city.
Yeah.
Like,
and
gosh.
Look at them all there in their sparkles. Yeah. Everyone in sequence.
Everyone was
what a
happy.
Dream.
Yeah. Then we went to the merch line and I'd read on the MCG, like everything they'd said on the MCG for accessibility. Everything happened.
Wow.
So she had a sunflower lanyard. She had her headphones on. Everyone was just kind.
Yes.
And it was overwhelming for her. So I was holding her and just trying to get to the next stage.
Yeah.
And then we got to the merch and then I said, is there a separate line for this lanyard? Yeah. No, come right through. Go over to the side. That lady will help you.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
She said, hello. And Molly was just like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
She's bringing all the jumpers over for her to try.
Oh.
Like,
did you get merch?
Yeah.
Oh,
T-shirt. But I actually have to say Lara, Amelia's Cookie's mum.
Yes, yes,
she knew how much we wanted tickets. She went the day before and was in the merch line and got us a T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Or a few days before. Then her husband dropped the T-shirt to our house. I know. So Lara.
And they don't live near us.
No, nowhere near us. But he was heading somewhere else, but he went out of his way. And that just gave us so much joy. So Molly wore that T-shirt.
Yes.
And then so she wanted a jumper and then Miss 13 wanted things as well.
Of course.
But and then we went to the toilet and this woman said, go in front of us.
Oh.
Just,
thank you.
Everybody was beautiful.
Yeah, and everyone's happy to be there.
Yes, no one was unhappy.
Unites.
Everyone was thrilled. And we were just on an absolute, we were just shocked we were there.
I think most people were because
they
knew
even
how
if they
hard
got
the tickets were to get.
July.
That's right. They still are like, I can't believe we got these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just cried and laughed and the whole time.
What
and then,
a day.
And what a day. We all stayed home from school, stayed home from the program.
No one's getting sick today. No one's falling over
but
today.
But actually there was no anxiety in getting sick.
No.
You know, like we still have that.
Yes, we do.
We still have that anxiety that we're going to get sick and not be able to go.
Yes.
And so I actually thought, 24 hours, baby,
24 hours.
This is
perfect. That's right.
This is a turnaround time I can relate to.
Yep.
I know people are listening thinking, shut up, Mandy, but I actually don't think people feel
that.
Like that about us.
No.
You know, I obviously put it all over my Facebook and everything, but I just was so thrilled.
Yes,
for
it
Molly,
was amazing.
And it's just been such a shit start to the year.
Yes.
So it was.
And something good happening is.
That's what she said.
Yes, it's Yeah, and I know, I don't like this phrase, core memories, but this is
it is a core memory. And we actually managed to schmooze forward in the seats because we were behind, like, the goals, if you think about, in the Great Southern Stand, and there was, like, the wine tent, so it was all restricted, but could not care less. Restrict me all you want. They still could have sold behind the stage, I reckon, and people wouldn't have cared.
No, they wouldn't have cared. So anyway,
we
were at the front.
We moved and then we had no one in front of us and I could see Miss 13 just looking at everything.
What
and
I said,
we
just experience.
Have to soak this in.
Yes, soak it up.
And Molly singing Shake It Off and shaking her body and just cute.
So cute.
And singing all the words.
Oh, and yeah. Incredible.
And then we just walked out to our car and got
left.
Home.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Good.
I just.
You know what? You don't get many wins and when you get them, you fucking love it.
I just want to scream to the world that everything worked. And
yeah,
if
and
you went and
it
didn't
like
work,
that.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, yes.
But everything kind of worked.
Yeah.
And it was a shock.
Yes.
And
beautiful.
And thank you, MCG. Thank you, Taylor.
Yes.
No, thank you, Tickerdeck.
no one's thanking Tickerdeck.
You know.
They don't reply to emails.
No.
So, yep.
So anyway, that made me cry. And just that
huge difference in your life. Huge. And it's in 24 hours.
Yeah.
You got the tickets and went.
Thanks for indulging me to listen to that.
Oh, no.
But I just wanted
I loved
you to know
it.
When some of those things happen.
Yes.
Like, they can still happen.
And if you're listening and you work in a place that is creating accessible things.
Yes.
This is the difference it makes.
Yeah, because
right?
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. You get there,
every
sorry.
Every day is a battle.
What? Yes. I don't know. Like, that's usually what you get, which is not the person's fault. It's just that their first shift or whatever.
Oh, and the lady who got our tickets to get through our section and then every time we kept going in and out, she's like, there you go. She knew who we were.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Awesome.
Yeah, and my friend, I will say shout out to Loretta. Who we've had on the podcast, her son Reese was working.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that. He was, like, there's a video of him standing with his back to Taylor. He's just swinging his drink.
Any other concert?
She was working every night. It was so hilarious to see her things, and her daughter got a photo and, like, fabulous.
Awesome.
But to see Reese with his back to Taylor, just like, oh, well, here I am. I'm working.
Getting my $30 an hour, and I'm loving it.
People were dying to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was quite a – I saw Will Anderson on the project. Actually, I just saw a clip of it.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't like or dislike Taylor, but I love the fact that Melbourne and Sydney have come together for something.
Yes,
and
that is the truth.
And he said it was like
truth.
When the Matildas were here.
Yes, it's
and
exactly
we're all
the
talking
same
about
feeling.
It and it's giving a buzz.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, that's what this is,
and
Will.
I bloody gave money into the, you know, to the world spotlight.
Yeah,
and
that's
Gander
right. That's right.
And Williams
that's right.
Of Shoes.
That's right. Like, I contributed like, to the economy.
The guy at Williams of Shoes goes, this is really good for the economy. I said, I know.
Yeah,
it is for you because I'm buying cowboy boots that I would never buy. So beep. It's not really been good for me.
No.
But
no.
Yeah. I don't mean that.
No.
We got great cost seats. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
At the very last minute.
Oh, that will never happen again in our life.
No. You've done it. Incredible.
Yeah.
And for those of you going in Sydney, you'll have seen it, but feel free to send us a Taylor Speak Pipe if you had an amazing moment because we are here for it. And there's something about being in a crowd singing live music.
Yes, and as my friend said, which we have sort of said, you know, it's sort of like a church light environment.
Experience.
It's like if we don't have that anymore, that's how it felt.
Absolutely, that's how it feels.
And I said, doing a bit better than the churches, Taylor.
Definitely at the moment. It's not a certain church's conference, but.
No, but. Good for her.
Good for
you
her.
You know?
Oh, yeah, good for
just
her.
Just cheer on a
just,
woman.
Just who run this world,
yes.
girls. Yeah. Yeah. So
your turn, Kate.
My turn. Okay, so my make a difference, similar but nowhere near the so I think if you've been a long-term listener, hello, thank you, we love you, you know that I love Ballpark Music, which is a band out of Brisbane, an amazing Australian band. If you don't listen to Triple J, you may not know of them. Anyway, number one daughter and scholarship actually got me onto them when she was like 14.
Yeah.
So we've been big fans of Ballpark. I have been lots of times with my best friend Rachel. Anyway, we were going to Falls Creek for the weekend because they have this festival up there. I think it's to get people to the mountains in summer.
Yeah, you
and
always go.
Yes,
don't you?
Last year it had to be cancelled because there was a landslide.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Yep. So we got up there. It's so small because people don't go.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we were up there, Temper Trap was supposed to be performing, and we got this message saying their lead singer's sick and Ballpark are filling in. And I was like, yes! And like, I'm messaging, I Snapchatted my best friend Rachel's daughter Ruby, and she's in the car. She's like, oh, I can't believe what you're saying, because she loves them as well.
So good.
And so then I was like, I am getting front row. And now this is not a festival that it's hard to get front row, but I just went and stood down there for like an hour beforehand.
Well.
And Ruby's just got this photo of me standing with my hands on my hips all like, I am in this front row.
Yes.
And front row I was, and I knew every song.
Oh, the best.
Every lyric. Thelma Plum was also there, who's this amazing Australian artist, and she sings Better in Black about being Indigenous and she looks better in black.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have this hat, which I don't know if the peas have ever seen, actually. It's a denim hat and it says sexy.
Yeah.
It's a you've seen it because I wear it all the time. Yeah. It's just got a big brim. One of my friends bought it back from Thailand for me. I completely forget that I'm wearing
so
it.
Sexy. When
I'm I know, it's just such a stupid. But anyway, it's all
got glitter.
Yeah, it's glittery.
Like sequins and stuff.
Yeah. And so I was wearing my sexy hat and I forgot. And then Thelma Plum just looks at me and she goes, I love your hat. And I was like, So we had quite a quite a beautiful festival day. And I was there with my daughter and my best friend and my partner. And I was like, this is a day amongst days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was live music, nothing like Taylor. And they were like, you know, you could be Taylor, but, you know.
And I think everybody felt like that.
Yeah. And we just had an amazing, amazing night. And the funny thing was Jude from Canberra had messaged me on Instagram and she was at Ballpark at Taronga Zoo and she sent me and I said, you won't believe this, but I'm actually seeing them tomorrow. And she's like, you know what? One of our life goals should be to see them together. I was
That's a great
idea. I think it's achievable.
Yes.
It's not like trying to get tickets to Taylor.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was just, that whole live music thing. I always cry.
Yeah.
And they have a song that says, everything is shit except my friendship with you.
Aww.
And Rachel and I always hug and cry.
That's beautiful.
And I'm like, yes, these are my people. And
they are your people.
Yeah, they don't know me, but I know them.
Yep. Well, the peas, we're all friends with you.
We are. That's right. It's all the same. So, anyway.
You just think I listen to podcasts, I think they know me.
Yeah, they know me.
Of course they do.
Because they must be similar to me because I get along with them.
Yes, that's right. So, if you feel like that about us, you are our friends.
Yes, you are.
So, thank you for listening.
Thank you. I think our laughs are also that we did all those things, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what I laughed. I laughed at weird stuff.
Yeah, you laughed at Spotlight Lady saying, come this way.
Oh,
you
did.
At, you know.
I did.
And there's a joy in a. You laugh at concerts, right? It's joy. We had joy.
Yeah, it was joy rather than a specific laugh.
Yep.
Because it was just joyful.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yep. And just seeing so many girls happy.
Oh, so many happy women. And the dads that are going.
Gorgeous.
And, you know, I saw Andy Lee, Hamish and Andy.
Yeah.
And he put a post up of his.
Yes,
and he said,
I saw that.
Watching the joy on her is greater than the concert. And I was like, oh.
That is how you feel about your child.
Yes.
Yeah, I just couldn't take my eyes off her the whole night.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm experiencing this as me and I'm also experiencing it as a loved one.
Very thankful.
Yeah, amazing. All right, Peas, we'll let you go.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.